Hey, it's Nick Harcourt here, and it's an 88.5 live at home. I'm really happy, very happy to welcome to the airwaves and to the website here at 88.5. This is Baby Strange. Hey, guys.
Hi, Nick. How's it going?
It is a real pleasure to meet you. I know I've got Connor, and I've got Aiden, and I've got Johnny. Where are you guys right now? Obviously, you're in three different places. Where are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm in a place called Finiston in Glasgow.
I'm in Aniston, Glasgow.
All Glasgow based.
Everyone's in Glasgow. You've done this amazing session for us that we're going to play in just a little while. You did these three songs for us. But before we go to that, what have you guys been doing? I mean, nobody's been able to play for a year. How has Baby Strange been spending the time?
I mean, it's been torture, you know, the fact that there's been no shows, you know, because that's like, I mean, that's kind of what this band is built on. But we've been trying to stay positive. We've been writing our second record. We started recording that in May, and then that will be coming out at the end of the year. So we're really excited about that. We've been trying to kind of walk around, kind of writing a record, Zoom calls and stuff like that as well.
Did you guys have a plan for 2020 when you started the year last year?
Yes.
Yeah. Big plans,
yeah. You know, but I think like things have kind of worked out not bad for the band, you know, like last year, you know, we signed with like our manager, we signed with like a new record company. So things were looking a bit kind of daunting at first, but then things started to kind of pick up, you know, in like summertime.
Fabulous. So when you've been working remotely, how do you guys do that?
Just by like sending voice notes, sending over sessions on Logic, stuff like that.
Right. What have you learned about yourselves individually? I want to ask each of you. You know, we've all had way too much time with ourselves. maybe I can ask Aiden. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what lesson have you gotten out of the last 9-10 months?
What lesson have I got? Gee, I don't know, man.
No life lessons, like, I mean, how to get along with people?
No, I've just recently moved into a new place, so I've been loving just walking about, finding out about, you know, where I live. I moved in a few months ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Connor?
What have I learned? That I really didn't appreciate how much going out and seeing friends was also just about a social thing and not about your own night out. It was actually just seeing people. I like, you know, you even just people watching. Yeah. You miss that sort of rhythm to life and the rhythm to nights out. It's not just a personal thing. It's strange.
Yeah, it really is. We sort of really don't understand how connected we need to be with people until there's nobody around.
Exactly.
Johnny?
I think like finding new bands live, I think that is something that like I just miss loads. Just kind of like watching like a band like kind of like first on and just being like totally wowed by them, and then just getting sucked in to their whole catalog and stuff. I think that's like something that I really miss.
You know, you guys recorded this three song session for us over the weekend, and we're going to play the first song from it in just a moment's time. Where did you shoot and record this?
We recorded at a place called Castle of Doom, which is a studio that's actually owned by the band Mogwai. Yeah, man, we've done that. It's just like 2 seconds away from my place. And it was exciting to kind of stand and smash out some songs together for the first time in ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell. I can tell by watching it. So
No rehearsals necessary. Yeah.
No, man, I saw it. It came into me a couple of days ago, and I watched it, and I was like, oh, man, those guys are just so happy to be playing.
Yeah.
Why don't we watch the first tune that you played for us? It's called More, More, More. It's 88.5 Live at Home. I'm Nick Harcourt, and guests in studio all the way from Glasgow. It's Baby Strange. We'll be right back.
what I call music. Now that's what I call music. Now that's what I call music. You're moving in the wrong direction. You better take control, you're wasting all your money. Wasting all your money. Is it funny like a ha-ha? You've opened your eyes, now you can't see nothing. In the dead of the night, I see it. It's coming, coming, taking you home. Have you still got the meat on your bones? Have you still got the whites left in your eyes? I feel like a fly on the wall. Two bits of bacon and a sandwich dropped on the floor. Why do you make me feel so small? Feel like an idiot, sick of it all. Now that's what I call music. Now that's what I call music. Now that's what I call music. Now that's what I call. You're moving in the wrong direction. You better take control, you're wasting all your money. Is it funny like a ha-ha? Spend all your money, now your nose is bloody. You're moving in the wrong direction. You're gonna lose control.
Well, as I said, no doubt you guys were very happy to be in a room together and play those those songs. You talk about writing. How's the writing shifted in the last 9 months?
I mean, I would say that like we're actually writing more. Would you agree, Connor?
Yeah, I think so. And yeah, writing more, thinking about writing more because there isn't events happening. So. Luckily with the EP we had a couple of songs already and we just had to finish it off, and we actually had traveled to Sweden to sign a record deal, and we got to quarantine together afterwards, so we actually spent a week writing in a house together, which was actually a really nice experience, and I think we might even learn from that moving forward.
Was that new for you? You'd never all sort of sat down in the same place for a while?
I think it was interesting just to actually live together, you know. So, you know, during the day, we didn't have to write. We could wait till later on. We could have some food. You know, there wasn't just meeting up to write and then leaving. It was quite, we never tried that really. And I think we might try that for the album, if possible.
So Connor and Aidan, I know you guys have the same last name. Are you brothers?
Yes, we're brothers. Yes.
All right. So you've lived together before, obviously. Yeah.
Of course, yes.
But you know, Johnny jumping into the mix there, and the three of you hanging out in a house for a week, was it a better way to write?
I think so, because I think there's like no pressure. It's not like, you know, let's meet at 6 p.m. and this song needs to be done by 9 p.m.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, you can wake up whatever time you want and just whenever it feels right, just do it.
Mm-hmm. From the point of view of recording, obviously, you know, studios are, you know, there are still studios in business. Mm-hmm. I guess a lot of the big ones have gone under in the last 10, 15 years or so. I know there's a bunch of cool little studios in Glasgow. Do you have a setup at home as well, or did you have a setup in that house when you were writing? Were you demoing as well at the same time?
Yeah, we were demoing. Basically, when we write, we demo, really. So that's part of the fun, because we have such a hands-on approach to how we want the band to sound and things. So we just had a small interface with a wee microphone and a, you know, a MIDI keyboard and some guitars. And right. It's amazing the level of demo you can do. You end up really wanting to try and record that.
demo love, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Demoitis, we call it.
Yeah.
Demoitis. Yeah. you just can't shake it.
Yeah.
You know, it just never sounds as good as the demo.
Yeah, you have those conversations where you're like, the demo's better, man. Put the demo out.
Yeah.
Totally, man.
So how many songs have you got ready for the album?
I think we're planning on having like 20 songs to pick from. And then picking the best 10 or 12. I'd say we've got like maybe 7 or 8 sitting right now. And then hopefully when we can get away to go and stay in a house again, I think we'll get up to 20 songs.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we get take a look at the second song that you recorded the other day? What's the second track we're going to listen to?
The song's called Club Sabbath.
Oh, we love this one. This is the one we've been playing on the radio, so we're happy to get a version of this. It's Baby Strange, Nick Harcourt, your host, 88.5 Live at home.
It's all good.
All right. Well, that's our second song from the guys who holed up in a studio space in Glasgow over the weekend and recorded these songs for us. And as anybody watching this can see right now, we already talked about it. They were very happy to actually get to perform. With so much time off the road, probably taking care of life as well. I mean, that's what I've been doing. I've taken the time to sort of deal with things I perhaps would not have done before. I'm wondering if each of you could tell me, is there anything that you found yourself doing in quarantine that you just sort of looked at yourself as you're in the process of it and go, what on earth am I doing? Or anything you bought, you know, like it's something you ordered in the middle of the night or something like that.
I mean, I've actually found myself walking so much that I've walked 500K in the space of half a year. Something that I've never done beforehand. Never.
That's kilometers to those of you who are not really.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. but nonetheless, that's about 300 miles or something. That's insane.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
My legs are killing me.
What about the other guys? I love that it's like, what is it, 8 o'clock at night over there? As we were everyone's got a beer or a glass of wine. Oh, yeah. You're making me thirsty. it's lunchtime here. Anybody else found yourself doing something that you're just like, huh? I'm not.
Well, I don't know. I think
watching weird sports from all over random places late at night.
Yeah, your sleeping pattern goes out the window, so you end up watching strange sports at night time, maybe even gambling on
betting on things.
Things you don't
Japanese
understand.
Football, yeah.
so you guys have been a band for about what, 7 or 8 years now?
Yeah, we started in 2012, yeah.
What's the difference in the scene in Glasgow that you started in and what's going on now? I mean, obviously before COVID, we don't really know what's going to come, but yeah.
I mean, it seems like kind of back then there wasn't like a lot of bands with like that had any anger or like, you know, straight up energy. But now there's like so many bands that are like, you know, it's like packed out sweaty venues, kids going crazy, and that just wasn't a thing back then. It was all kind of like, you know, kind of more folk stuff, stuff that was a little bit softer, a little bit more posh, as we would say, you know.
why do you think that's changed? I mean, what's the situation economically, or you know, whatever is going on, just sort of that is you know, bringing, you know, punk back into the forefront?
I mean, I think we've had a big deal to do with it without kind of putting one trumpet.
Nice.
But yeah, I think there's been like a lot of kind of younger bands that are now kind of popping up that kind of like us and, you know, kind of like what we've done, which is cool to see.
I think the move for Scottish independence just around that time, I started feeling like there was a lot of young people coming through and getting engaged politically and being less self-conscious about themselves. So within like a year or two of that, there was people that were quite happy to go on stage and feel natural and do their own thing.
Is that something that, you know, you guys are behind?
But yeah, I'd love to see Scottish independence.
And I know that, you know, they had a referendum a couple of years ago or whatever, and it just sort of, you know, the independence referendum failed, I guess. Do you think that's going to change now? I mean, obviously, you know, with Brexit and all the crazy crap that's been going on in the last couple of years, do you think there's going to be another push?
Yeah, definitely. I think Brexit
seems inevitable, I would say.
Right.
But I thought that last time as well. So.
Right. So what's coming up apart from making the record? I mean, there's probably not going to be any live shows until maybe the summer or the fall or something. I guess we're all kind of like, you know, hoping sooner rather than later. But what's the plans for the year?
I mean, apart from the record, we've got a vinyl out for Record Store Day, which is a song that no one has heard of ours and a cover as well.
Can you tell me what the cover is, or is that a secret
telecom? It's a song by a guy called Nicky William, but I can't say the title on radio or you'll be very angry. Tell you later though.
The lead single is called In the Flesh, and believe it or not, we actually wrote that before the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's a very strange ton of events that the song could, it sounds like it must have been written during this.
When do you think you might get the album out?
Hopefully October, I think.
We have our EP coming out in April. So we've got an EP called The Land of Nothing, which has Club Sabbath and more. And right. the next single will be out on March 18th called I Want to Believe. So hopefully by the end of the year, the album will be out.
Do you have any plans to do any live stream shows? Have you done any for that matter?
I think we've done one in Sweden. When we went to Stockholm and we signed a deal with Icons, we done one there, and we've actually got a few booked next few months. We just kind of need to see, because of COVID and stuff, you know, if it's doable.
Yeah.
Is that something where you'll be able to go into a space and perform, like,
you yeah. know?
But yeah, yeah, definitely.
But the audience will be here, kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, guys, thank you for taking a minute. We're digging the music. We're happy to give it some airplay in Los Angeles. And
thanks.
Thanks.
Honestly, it's meant a lot, and it helps during lockdown to know that there's people over the other side of the world enjoying the music.
Every little thing helps, right?
Of course, man.
Yeah. What's the last song you're going to play for us?
This is a song called Pure Evil from our first album.
And we love this one as well. Thank you, guys. I'm Nick Harcourt. I'm from Birmingham originally, by the way. And it's been my pleasure to meet you guys up in Glasgow. And thanks for playing some songs for us. And hopefully we'll see you somewhere in the flesh soon. Maybe we'll be able to get you over here in 2022 or something.
I hope so. Thanks for having us, Nick.
Yeah. Thank you, man.